present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week at the Royal Court Theatre in the fine city of Liverpool. The city we see today was built on trade with the New World. In 1857, Henry Tate started to import and refine sugar in Liverpool. Having amassed his first £1 million, Tate treated himself to a beautiful yacht, which, when not cruising the French Riviera, he moored on the Mersey next to his factory. As his workers gazed in awe, Tate encouraged them to work hard, explaining that if they toiled 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without ever taking holidays, in a few years, he'd have a bigger yacht. Tate's financial success lay in selling sugar in previously unimagined quantities. After 30 years of trading in Liverpool, he'd given the city's people a fine library, an art gallery, and type 2 diabetes. In the early 20th century, Liverpool thrived as the home of the great transatlantic shipping lines. At the industry's peak, it was said that 15% of the population worked for Cunard. The rest didn't work very hard at all. That one shipping line joke of the year, 1907... In tandem with the shipping industry, marine salvage companies grew here, and they funded the development of diving techniques by the scuba pioneer George Williamson. It was Williamson who worked out why it's better to fall backwards off the side of the boat. He found that if he fell forwards, he always ended up back in the boat. As the Great Depression hit Britain's industry in the 1930s, unemployment in Liverpool soared, and thousands living in tiny terraced slum houses found themselves unable to pay their rent. Facing eviction, they barricaded doors and fought pitched battles with their landlord's bailiffs. Radio 4 listeners will naturally sympathise. It can be a real pain trying to get rid of awkward tenants. With more than 1,500 animals in 32 acres, Liverpool's Knowsley Zoological Park is a world leader in the field of animal research and is particularly proud of its work in primate sociology. For hundreds of years, it was a common belief that apes can actually speak just like us, but only choose to do so when we're not there. A bit like the French. Liverpool's most famous sons must be the Beatles. When the Beatles returned here to perform in 1963, fans pelted them with jelly babies after George Harrison had said he liked them. We understand that Justin Bieber is quite partial to urine-filled condoms. The original Beatles drummer, Pete Best, was replaced by the band just weeks before their first UK single was released. Best became a civil servant and went to work at Garston Job Centre as a careers advisor, eventually rising to be head of irony. On the Beatles' early recordings, the drums were played by a session musician called Andy White, who was paid a daily fee of 10 shillings. For those who don't understand pre-decimal currency, that's equivalent to 10.0 shillings. The equivalent of 50 pence a day doesn't seem much, but in those days, you could go into a department store with a couple of quid in your pocket and come out with a new wristwatch, a fine pair of shoes, and some silk shirts and still have enough left for your taxi home. Of course, CCTV put a stop to that. In 1966, after John Lennon remarked that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus, their records were burnt, their concerts picketed, and they stopped touring forever. But the Beatles weren't the last group of four who should have given up performing 50 years ago. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Quire and Jeremy Hardy. On my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rory Bremner. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever lovely Samantha. Okay, let's get going with the first round. In this game called In My Pants, whoever makes me laugh is the winner. So buckle up, we should be out by Boxing Day. Teams, your task is to suggest book titles, while mine is simply to say the phrase in my pants immediately after each title without raising a smile, in the unlikely event that you are able to make me laugh. And it does have to be a proper laugh rather than just a smile, because, you know, I smile, I'm like, they call me babyface, because when I smile, it's usually wind. So if you do make me laugh, Samantha will be awarding points. So, Tim, you can start.
I know what you did last summer.
In my pants. Barry.
Little Women.
In my pants. Rory.
The Road to Little Dribbling.
In my pants. Jeremy.
The Pit and the Pendulum.
In my pants.
Winnie the Pooh.
In my pants.
We need to talk about Kevin.
In my pants.
I know why the caged bird sings.
In my pants.
The sun also rises.
In my pants.
Room on the broom.
In my pants.
The turn of the screw.
In my pants.
The remains of the day.
In... Oh, that's a stupid game anyway. Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to play one song to the tune of another. Now, this shouldn't be confused with its rural derivative, One Song to the Tune of an Otter, which, like Anton Deck, is neither big nor clever. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. And listeners will be interested to know Colin has recently been remastering the classic platters. Weatherspoons say they'll be rolling out his meat feast sharers by the autumn. Okay, we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols to the tune of Those Were the Days.
I am an antichrist, I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy the passerby, cause I wanna be anarchy. Anarchy for the UK, it's coming sometime, and maybe I give a wrong time stopper track. Decline our future dream, it's a sharp esteem, cause I wanna be an anarchy.
Thank you, Tim. In nature, that's a cry for help. That. Barry, I'd like you to sing the words of My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry to the tune of Climb Every Mountain.
Bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells are hanging, ooh, on a string. She told me it was my
moving. Could someone check Barry is still moving? Okay, your turn, Jeremy. I'd like you to sing the words. No, look. The Beatles let Ringo sing occasionally, and we're going to let Jeremy sing, right? I'd like you to sing the words of the theme from Ghostbusters to the tune of Lou Reed's Perfect Day.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters. If there's something weird and it don't look good, who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Oh, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. If you are seeing things running through your head, who can you call? Ghostbusters.
And finally, Rory, I would like you to sing the words of Single Ladies by Beyonce to the tune of Who Do You Think You're Kidding, Mr. Hitler?
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Now put your hands up, 'cause if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. Up in the club we just broke up, I'm doing my own thing. You decided to dip, but now you wanna trip, 'cause another brother noticed me, I'm up on him, he up on me. Don't pay him any attention, 'cause I cried my tears for 3 good years. You can't be mad at me, 'cause if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Rory Bremner. Rory Bremner. Thank you. It's always a bit difficult when you start clapping without realising how long it's going to go on for, isn't it? Yeah, because you're stuck with it by then. Okay, next up is a brand new game called Spot the Intro. So, fingers on buzzers, teams. The sooner you buzz with the correct answer, the more points you win. That's Rory. Yes, Rory, what do you think it is?
Is it Chopin's Nocturne number 20 in C sharp performed by Vladislav Spielmann?
Well, let's hear some more. It is indeed Chopin's Nocturne number 20, performed by Vladislav Spielmann. Well spotted there, Rory. Not an easy one to start with. Okay, here's another one. What follows this? Jeremy.
I think that's Sibelius' Corellia Suite, Opus 11, Intermezzo Moderato.
Well, let's hear some more. Correct. Well spotted, Jeremy. It is Corellia Suite, Opus 11, Intermezzo Moderato. Quite a rare recording, that one. Let's go again. What is this famous piece of music? And Tim's first on the buzzer this time. So what was that famous intro, Tim?
I'm pretty certain that's the Allegro from Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, K525, played by the Berlin Philharmonic.
What? Tim, that was Chuck Berry's intro to Johnny B. Goode. One of one of the most famous rock and roll tracks ever recorded. I can't believe you didn't get that. Sorry about that, everyone. It's well, let's have another intro, please. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah. No one?
No.
Okay, let's move on to another one.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
And that's Barry on the buzzer. Barry, what was that piece of music?
Well, Jack, it's a bit of a wild guess here. Is that Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral in F, Opus 68?
Well, I think Barry, ever the wily old fox, has done it again. Let's have a listen. Okay, let's go again. Fingers on buzzers. What is this famous piece of music?
Goodies! Goody, goody, yum.
Tim again.
I definitely know this one. It's...
Oh, and I see the clock has beaten us. So we move on to a game which celebrates some of our language's best-known adages and time-honoured aphorisms. Teams, I'd like you to suggest updated versions of various well-known English proverbs and sayings in an effort to make them more relevant to life in the 21st century. So as we know, everything can be reworked and improved, as Bruce Willis found out in his recent Welsh action film, Hard Die with a Vengeance. We'll start with you, Jeremy. An Englishman's home is...
unaffordable.
Barry, you now. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with...
are we there yet?
Rory, 2's company, but 3's...
a super injunction.
And Tim, a good man is hard...
full stop.
Back to you, Jeremy. Love thy neighbour as...
someone has to feed the cats when you're away.
Barry, after a storm comes a...
prime minister with wellies on.
Rory, there's no accounting for...
oh, Amazon, Google, Starbucks.
And finally, Tim, never go to bed on an...
Widdicombe.
Okay, here are some for any of you to have a go at. You can't have too much of a good...
eh.
Don't cut off your nose to...
make it easy to put your jumper on, just get a cardi.
Don't change horses...
into a lasagna.
Carpe...
carp B, carp C, or carp D.
One might as well be hanged for a sheep as...
hung like a donkey.
Familiarity breeds...
in East Anglia.
Behind every great man there's...
an arse.
Hell hath no fury like...
Twitter.
Easy calm, easy...
apologise.
Softly, softly, catchy...
chlamydia.
And finally, don't let the sun go down on...
your newspaper order.
Our next game is entitled Stars in Their Ears and is based on Stars in Their Eyes, the TV favourite, with its catchphrase, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Roy Orbison or Shirley Bassey, depending on the amount of smoke. In this round, the teams will pretend to be well-known celebrities singing well-known songs while Colin Sell provides musical accompaniment. You're first to go, Jeremy, so tell us, who are you going to be tonight?
Tonight, Jack, I'm going to be Julian Clary.
OK, Jeremy, I'd like you, please, to provide us with a rendition of the song Rawhide in the style... in the style of Julian Clary.
Rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good vicar's love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, head them up, move them up, head them on, move them up, head them on, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, ride them in, rawhide.
All right, Barry, who are you going to be for us tonight?
Tommy Cooper.
Okay, Barry, I'd like you to give us a rendition of the song My Way in the style of Tommy Cooper.
And now, the end is near. What do you mean, get off? I've just come on. And so I face the final curtain. I went to the doctor this morning. I said, I keep thinking I'm a set of curtains. He said, pull yourself together. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll say my case, of which I'm certain. I said to the doctor, my back hurts in three places. He said, don't go to those places. I've lived a life that's full. I've travelled each and every highway. My wife walks 5 miles a day. She's 50 miles away now. And more, much more than this. I did it my way, like that. No, like this. Regrets, I've had a few. I got on an escalator, it said dogs must be carried, and I couldn't find one. And then again, too few to mention. I said to the doctor, when I lift my arms up, it hurts. He said, don't lift your arms up. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. I was in the queue at the post office this morning, and a guy in front of me was holding a banana up. I said, why are you holding that banana up? And he looked and said, oh, no, I've eaten my gun. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Finally, Tim and Rory, I understand you'll be performing a duet for us.
Yep.
So tell us who you are going to be tonight.
Well, I'm going to be Prince Charles. Who are you going to be, Tim?
I'm going to be the Queen.
OK, Tim and Rory, would you please provide us with a rendition of I Remember It Well in the style of the Queen and Prince Charles?
Oh, mother mine,
I'm head of state.
I'm first in line.
You'll have to wait.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. When I was born, your happy tears.
We had to drag you by your ears.
Yes, I remember it well. But you still carry out your royal offices
while you still sell organic sausages.
You're good at pomp and circumstance.
You chat to trees and talk to plants.
Ah, yes.
We remember it well.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Motorist's Songbook. Samantha tells us she's a vintage car enthusiast, and only recently at a rally she got a surprise shunt from a little Morris. Fiddled under the hood of a Reliant Robin before rolling her sleeves up and grappling with the big end of an oily Austin. So, teams, while I drag myself back from 1957, I'd like you to suggest the titles of songs likely to be popular with an audience of motoring enthusiasts. So, Jeremy, can you please start?
Audi, you do what you do to me.
Barry?
Luck be a larder tonight.
Tim?
Dipstick on your collar.
Rory?
Highway to Hull.
Fiddler on the roof rack.
Can't love you because your Fiat's too big.
My old man's a Datsun.
I don't like Mondeos.
Itsy beatsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot Lamborghini.
Hey, you're a Dormobile?
Day woo come and me wanna go home.
Citroen on the dock of the bay.
Up on the roof, that's where you left the bloody shopping.
Lorry seems to be the hardest word.
If you liked it, you should have put a wheel clamp on it.
It's fun to stay at the DVLA.
Hi and I will always love you.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the silicon implants of time light up the ladies' day of destiny and the fake tanned footballer of fate surreptitiously pees into the pint pot of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha and myself and our audience here in Liverpool, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Jeremy Hardy, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rory Bremner have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.